Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast, the only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it.
What is up, y'all legends? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. I really do appreciate you. Today, we're going to talk about how you are literally shaping your reality with your thoughts, with your consciousness, and how frame control, which means how you perceive reality, how you let women into your reality, and how you lead women to get them attracted to you, as well as how your belief systems dictate your confidence, is all within your own power, and how we're going to use this scientific truth of quantum physics, which is super interesting. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, to convince you that you are a more powerful creator than you ever thought you were, and you have the power to make yourself infinitely more attractive to women, but not only that, improve your life in a way that you never thought possible. Guys, when I started putting this into play into my life, it literally turned into a dream come true. I sometimes feel like I'm living in a different reality than I ever lived in when I was in my 20s and even 30s, just because life has gotten that fucking good. Because I don't let myself go down the slippery slope of negativity, because I understand that thoughts are creative, words are creative, and what you put out there always comes back to you, because the universe is nothing but a mirror, as we are going to prove today with the double slit experiment in quantum physics. This is super interesting. I'm going to get through it in a way where it's not going to bore you to tears. You're not going to be falling asleep, hopefully, during the explanation of this, but try to pay attention, because this is how reality works, proven scientifically, which if you're anything like me, you need that kind of evidence to believe in anything. You need more than just a simple suggestion from a jackass like me. You actually need something to substantiate it. And I have that for you today. So definitely stick with me until the end. This is going to be a good one, and one of which I've been wanting to record for a long time, but I've been saving it for the right time, which I feel is today. Gentlemen, the Unapologetic Man Podcast is growing exponentially, and it's because of you. You guys are not only coming back to listen to my content, but you're also telling your friends about it. You're suggesting it to other people who perhaps need help with their confidence, perhaps need help with their self-esteem, and definitely need help with women. And for that, I send you a sincere congratulations. I've been doing a lot of research on podcast stats and how big my podcast is compared to other podcasts that are able to attract really big guests. And guys, I am getting so close. I feel like I'm one slight tier away from being able to attract really big guests. I'm talking guests that most of you guys have heard of and probably want to hear from on my podcast. I get hit up all the time by guys who want to come onto the podcast, but I'm always like, I don't really feel like you're going to bring a ton of value to my boys. And that's always my number one objective, is to give you guys high quality content, because I know there's so much content out there that you could be listening to, and most of it fucking sucks. It's full of ton of filler. So before I continue forward with too much filler, I want to ask you a very quick favor. Please tell a friend about this podcast. Better yet, 2 friends, 3 friends, 4 friends, and email me at coachmarksingh@gmail.com, and I'm going to send you a bunch of cool shit. I'm going to send you a masterclass that I've put together specifically for you, as well as 3 awesome programs, the Conversation Sniper, 150 deadly one-liners to get women to jump into the air and slide onto your dick, Guide to the Female Orgasm, and 3 texts to build massive attraction in women, Impress Your Friends, Baffle Your Enemies. So all I want you to do is text a couple friends and be like, hey bro, check out this guy's podcast. It doesn't even need to be this episode. It could be a different episode. And then write me and say, hey man, I told my friends about it. I'm trying to spread the word for you. Can you please send me that content? And I will do so with a glimmer in my eye, a shine to my smile, and a pop in my giddy up, because you are a goddamn champion. Let's get into how quantum physics can affect our confidence, how it affects frame control, and how, yes, it will make you more attractive to women. Have you guys ever heard of this thing called the double slit experiment in quantum physics? I'm going to try to explain this very quickly and very simply, because this is absolutely fascinating. What they did is they put a wall up with 2 different slits in it. So imagine a wall with 2 vertical holes, as it were, where balls can fly through those holes that are shot at the wall. So then what they did is they shot atoms at this wall one at a time, kind of like a baseball pitching machine where you're just shooting one ball at a time. Some balls are going to go through the slits. Some balls are going to hit the wall. Some of the balls will deflect away. And what you expect to get on the wall behind the wall is two slits that represent where those balls hit. So think about a wall that you're shooting baseballs at. It's got two vertical slits in it, and then there's a wall behind it that basically shows you where those balls hit. If you think about it logically, when you look at where those balls hit on the wall behind the wall, there'll be two vertical slits, correct? Very logical. I'm shooting balls through a couple of holes. They're gonna hit the wall on the back with the exact same pattern of the hole in the wall in front of it, if that makes sense. Did my best with it. I hope that makes sense. So as they shot these balls and they watched the atoms, it did exactly as they expected it to do. There were two vertical lines that represented all these individual balls flying through the two slits in the wall before it. But here's the interesting part. When they didn't observe what was happening, and I want you to really understand this, they didn't observe their consciousness, their observation, them being present, wasn't involved whatsoever. What happened on the back wall was a wave pattern. Now, this is very confusing because if you think about it, if you were to shoot one ball at a time, you'd get a pattern that's two slits, representing the two slits that the balls flew through. So how in the hell was there a wave pattern where some balls were on the right, some balls were on the left, and it was basically representing every single possibility, and that's important, so hold on to that, every single possibility of each individual atom that was shot through. The reason this happened is because here's how reality works. Every single atom, including all the atoms in your body, all the atoms that represent the house you're sitting in right now, the car you're sitting in right now, the earphones that you happen to be listening to this on, or the cell phone that you're carrying in your pocket, every single one of those atoms represents a potentiality, and it exists in all potentials until a human consciousness looks at it, expects it to behave a certain way, and then it does behave that way. So what happened in the double slit experiment is, even though they were shooting individual atoms, each atom would essentially break up into infinite possibilities, go through the hole, bounce to the right, go through the hole, bounce to the left, go through the hole, bounce down, go through the hole, bounce up, go through the hole and hit exactly behind it. And that's why it represented a wave pattern on the back wall, even though it was individually shot out through the two individual slits. Now, I did my best to explain this. Perhaps you're still confused, but if you're interested in this, look up the double slit experiment and type in quantum physics. This has been done time and time again. And even if you didn't understand my rough explanation of it, the truth still stands. What you expect to happen in your reality is what happens. And all potentialities are there until you decide to break down and stack the atoms in the way that you prefer. What does this mean, brother? And here's the main point of this episode. You, my friend, and I really want you to listen, are an extremely powerful creator. Everything in your life, down to the place you live, the job you have, the car you drive, the cell phone in your pocket, even listening to this podcast, was brought to you by your own expectations, your own belief systems, and your own thought patterns. So now this brings us into the issue of confidence, frame control, seduction. Will manifest in your life because you are literally creating via your thoughts, via your expectations, via your consciousness. What you expect to happen does happen. So obviously, rolling this out and breaking it out into your life, how has this affected you? Do you have negative thoughts? Do you have self-deprecating belief systems? Do you have traumas from the past that you fear happening again? And perhaps there's little movies playing in the back of your head of you not getting what you want, you failing with women, you being unattractive. Perhaps you're not as tall as you want to be. What are your thoughts about that? Perhaps you don't look the way you want to look. Join the fucking crowd, by the way. What are your thoughts about that? Perhaps you're not making the money that you want. What are your thoughts about money? Do you say things like filthy lucre or filthy rich or resent rich people? What are you doing? If you resent rich people, you don't want to become one. So you're going to prevent yourself from becoming one. If you resent guys who are good with women, who in the nightclub, you see them roll up on the girl that you're attracted to and yank them out of there and you resent them, what does that do? It puts out a signal to the universe, I don't want to be like that guy. So you won't be like that guy because you are a powerful creator, as proven by the double slit experiment, as well as a myriad of other scientific tests. There's another book out there that I really enjoyed that goes into the scientific aspect of quantum mechanics, the law of attraction, all the things we're talking about here. It's called The Intention Experiment, and the author is Lynn McTaggart. But boys, you don't need all that shit. Take my word for it. I have done so much research on this where you are creating your reality with your thoughts. So once again, if you believe that you're not enough, you're not good for a high quality woman, you're too short, fat, ugly, bald, look like an unfrozen caveman or a chicken McNugget with tits, that is what other people are gonna think too, because you are literally stacking those atoms to telegraph that to women, and you're gonna manifest your reality via your thoughts. So what do we do with this? First and foremost, and here's a practical exercise that I want you to do from this minute forward. Brother, do not let even one negative thought cross through your brain. And if it does, use the NLP strategy of saying erase that and then replace it with a more positive thought. Because again, you are stacking atoms by your thoughts. You are an extremely powerful creator. And any negative belief system that you have about yourself will not only manifest, but it also comes out in your body language, your tonality, your mannerisms, and women pick up on this. If you go up to a woman thinking, I'm not enough, you're gonna behave in certain subtle ways that telegraph that, and she's gonna agree with it. You are not enough. Because how does women's perception work? It works by agreeing with whatever you believe about yourself. Feminine follows the masculine, and the masculine's belief systems about himself dictate how the feminine's belief systems are about him. So you are literally leading her, even though you may not be conscious of it, with either positive thoughts about yourself or negative thoughts about yourself, and this dictates their attraction for you. This is why, gentlemen, I have guys come into my program who do look like unfrozen cavemen and who are not attractive, quote unquote, in the typical sense of the word, who still get to the point where they can pull nines and tens because we've remapped their belief systems and they're simply not putting that bullshit out there. They are now believing in themselves, not only stacking atoms in their favor in their own reality, but leading the feminine by having that strong frame. And this is where quantum mechanics goes into frame control. What is reality? There is no discernible truth. Truth is what you make of it, as proven by the double slit experiment. What this is basically saying is the universe, God, source energy is giving you all potentials, and it's your decision to stack and manifest atoms as you want to. So you can choose your life, you can manifest the house you live in, the money you make, the girls you're with, simply by your thoughts, because that's your power. This, in my opinion, is why we're here, to demonstrate and express our power in a seemingly powerless reality, which makes it such a brilliant design. We come in thinking we're powerless. We're at the whims of our parents. We just get the belief systems we get, and we're just as attractive as we are, and how much money we make is just delegated by what our parents made. Bullshit. You are able to rise above that, and that's the whole purpose, is for me, you, and everybody else to wake up to this reality that you have the power to create your entire fucking life. How awesome is this? So again, back to the first strategy. Get rid of all negative thoughts, bro, because you are literally committing suicide of all your desires when you let even one negative, insidious thought come into your head. Now, here's the good news. Positive thoughts are way more powerful than negative thoughts. If you shine love on the darkness of hate, fear, resentment, low self-esteem, if you shine that light, what wins, the darkness or the light? The reason the light wins is because it's more powerful than the darkness. Darkness cannot survive the light, and the light is you choosing a new way of thinking. And yes, gentlemen, it does come down to a simple choice. Am I going to choose to believe this, or am I going to choose to believe that? And that's going to dictate my reality. Now, for some of you, you're so seeped in negative thinking, it almost feels good. Why does it feel good? Because it's simply familiar. Once you start choosing positive thoughts, choosing to believe in yourself, choosing just out of the quantum field of possibility to love yourself and believe in yourself, that's going to start feeling good. You're going to start manifesting good results, and your reality will change in ways that I cannot even explain to you. Once again, brother, you are a very powerful creator. In my opinion, through my research, you are a part of God and given that same power to create as God himself, herself, itself has. And once you start believing that, once you start playing with it, choosing your thoughts, words, and deeds very carefully, you will see this manifest in your life. Now we go into frame control. What is frame control? It's perceiving your reality as the best reality for you. And if a woman questions it, you're literally confused. This too goes into quantum physics. How? Because we are choosing our reality. We are choosing what to believe. And when you believe strongly enough in it, it becomes real for you. Then the woman, being in the feminine energy, will follow your masculine lead. And that is frame control. The reason most guys have very weak frames is simply because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in what they believe or their attitudes or their life journey. Once you strongly believe in everything that you are and everything that you want to do, women will follow it. And brother, that is frame, and you must have a stronger frame than she does if she's going to be attracted to you. You literally don't understand if she questions you about the new cowboy hat you bought or the car that you drive or the job that you do. You're literally confused because you're so ensconced in your own reality that her reality cannot affect yours. Quantum physics. You're stacking atoms the way you, being a powerful creator, choose to stack atoms. And if somebody else who's stacking atoms in her way questions you, you're like, dude, your reality is so confusing to me and so weak compared to my reality, I'm afraid I can't even help you with that. And when you behave in that way, women get more attracted to you and you're able to seduce women because they fall into your reality. Quantum physics, stacking atoms the way you want to stack atoms. Again, you are a very powerful creator. And I keep repeating this because a lot of you guys ain't getting it. You just think you're at the whims of society and you've been dealt some super shitty hand that you can't do anything about. And here you are with the power of God himself to create your reality as you want to. And in fact, you are creating reality. For some of you, you don't even know it. And here you are choosing a lesser reality than what you really want, what you deserve, what you are worthy of to create via stacking atoms with your thoughts, with your consciousness, with your expectations. If all this stuff resonates with you, I strongly suggest you listen to my episode called Tactical Visualization that goes into this. The way your soul communicates with you, the way you create is via your feelings, feeling good more specifically, but even feeling bad. If you feel bad about certain shit via your belief systems, you're going to manifest what you feel bad about. Did you know that what you fear, you attract to yourself because you put out the fearful energy of experiencing said thing, and then you attract it to yourself. So don't even allow that shit any space in your mind. Don't think about it, avoid it, and only focus on what you want. In NLP, we call this having a towards mentality, going towards what you want, not an away from mentality, being chased by your fears. Because the more you focus on your fears, the more you focus on what you don't want, the more you're gonna manifest it. Why? Because the universe is nothing but a mirror expressing to you your innate power to create. You say, I suck. The universe says, yep, you suck. Here's evidence of you sucking. Why? Because the universe is somehow against you. God doesn't like you. Bullshit. Because you've been given the power and everything that you think comes back to you. If on the other hand, you say, dude, I'm a champion. I'm a girl magnet. I'm a money magnet. I love my life and I'm fucking excited about it. Let me follow my excitement, follow my passion and express that to the world fearlessly. With love, acceptance, and compassion, the universe says, yep, you are full of love, acceptance, compassion. You are confident. You're a girl magnet. You're a money magnet. And then it gives you the dream life that you've always wanted. Manifested by what? Some destiny that God wrote out for you before you were born, where you're just going to be relegated to the shit-ass life? Fuck no. It's by you, brother. You are creating it. So choose your thoughts carefully. Feel what you want to feel. Experience what you want to experience before it actually happens. Because that is stacking atoms and saying, this is what I choose. Like the ball going through the slit, having infinite possibilities and landing on you being a girl magnet, being a money magnet, being a success magnet, and being, most importantly, at peace. It's all dictated by your own mind as proven by the double slit experiment in quantum physics. So if that interests you more, go check it out. There's a bunch of YouTube videos on it. There's this one cartoon that I really liked. It comes from this movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? So you could type in What the Bleep Do We Know double slit experiment and it'll come up, that little cartoon animation that explains how the double slit experiment works. And then if you're super interested, check out that book, The Intention Experiment, as well as a myriad of other books that explain this shit. But honestly, you don't need it. I've done the research for you. Get out there and choose your thoughts, choose your feelings, choose what you focus on very intentionally, because you, brother, for the sixth time, are an extremely powerful creator. And once you wake up to that, everything changes. Lastly, guys, do you notice how I'm saying time and time again that the Unapologetic Man podcast is growing exponentially? Based on what I just told you in this episode, why do you think that I'm doing that? Why do you think that I want to put into your head that it's growing exponentially? Because the more powerful creators, that includes you, who believe something, who buy into something, the more chance there is for those atoms to stack in that way and for it to happen. It is growing exponentially, not only because I'm asking you to think about it growing exponentially, but because I say it is. And it is because it is, because I've stacked atoms in that way. And I want to get really good guests to come on here. So please, brother, if you've gotten any value from me whatsoever and you want to reciprocate that, one of the most powerful things you can do is to give to another. Because when you give to another, what's the universe say? Oh, he gives. Therefore, he should get. Because the universe is nothing but a mirror. You give this way, it comes back to you, a mirror. See how that works? So if you're telling your friends about it, if you're suggesting it to others, if you're going into communities, divorce groups, groups on Facebook or friends on Instagram or whatever it is and saying, dude, this guy's podcast is pretty fucking good and helping me out, it's gonna come back to you in a myriad of ways, not only in various ways of abundance, but also email me, bro. I'm gonna send you the masterclass. I'm gonna send you these three awesome programs. I'm gonna smack you on the ass and tell you you're a fucking champion. And I'm gonna have a statue of you in my backyard that says, the legend chiseled in the granite beneath your feet, because I appreciate you, and you, for the seventh time, are a very powerful creator, just as I am. So let's choose our thoughts carefully, gentlemen. They are literally shaping your reality. Loved this episode. I hope you enjoyed it too. I drop podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays, so please stay tuned for the next one, and I will see you in the next episode.